Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Thanks for waking up with us. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, later on, Judge Common Sense will preside in the studio, and I bet you'll be able to say...
Well, that makes sense.
So if you have problems, hold them. Who's got Christmas tree right now?
I do. All right. I do.
Eddie?
No chance.
I was looking at you mostly.
I know, no chance.
You have
not
the kids.
Yet. I know, I'm trying to like just hold, kind of hold off on that as
they're,
long as
they're not
can.
Like, Daddy, can we...
Sure, every day.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I'll be like, we'll do it tomorrow, son.
Oh, you give them a day and then you don't fulfill your promise.
I do that a lot. Yeah, I know. That's like a whole other deal I'm working on.
What kind of dad
Keeping
are you?
Keeping my word. It's tough, dude.
I know.
That's like one of the core principles of being
I
a good
understand.
Parent.
Being a good person.
I understand. Bigger than a parent.
I understand that, but I'm so bad at it. I'm always
so
just
you're
like,
telling them every day you're going to go and you don't go.
Yeah. But I open end it kind of like, let's see how tomorrow, what tomorrow brings. And maybe we'll get a tree tomorrow.
What would have to tomorrow bring for them to go get a tree?
Well, if I'm not too busy or somebody needs to do something else.
I tell you what, if you need to check out early today.
To get a tree?
To go get a tree.
Yeah. Ah, but I got something to do today.
Oh, what if tomorrow never comes?
Yep. Will they know how much you love Christmas?
Yeah.
If tomorrow
never comes.
You got to get them a
tree. Yeah, I know. We're working on it.
Because now it's after Thanksgiving.
I know. But come on, people like the Friday after Thanksgiving.
But kids love the tree for the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you start putting do you have gifts yet for them?
No.
Oh.
It also just gives your house that warm fuzzy.
Did you tell them you have Christmas?
No.
You tell them tomorrow you're going to get them gifts?
Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Amy has hers.
Yeah, and it feels like Christmas up in my house, and I love it.
And I saw on Snapchat, you're actually outside your own window.
Yeah, I like
filming inside the house. And she's like, look at my tree. It felt like someone was peeping Tom at her. I felt like I was watching someone peeping Tom at her Snapchat. And she was like, and look, it's flocked, which means it was sprayed.
It's sprayed white, so it looks like it's got white snow all over it, which isn't messy at all.
It's so messy. Isn't
it? It's cool because it keeps all the pine needles in place or whatever's on the needles on a tree, but then it puts white snow everywhere. And yes, who doesn't like to, you know, go outside and look what their trees look like when people drive by? I like to know what people are going to see when they look at my
windows. It just felt creepy. Amy was like sneaking up on her own window, like, let's see what's inside there.
Yeah.
And then it was
a tree.
You have
to have it positioned just right.
I don't think I'm going to do a tree because I'm going to be out like as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
But
this is really the only second time we've ever done a tree, 10 years of marriage.
Really?
But we're always gone. But I was like, no more of that. We're about to have kids in the house. We got to get in the groove of like having that Christmas spirit all the time. And I agree. It's just lovely.
Lindsay wants me to get a tree, like a small one.
Do it.
You should.
He'll do it.
That's what she wants.
The deal that I made her was, everything's about compromise.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's true.
If you want to get it and put it up and take it down, I'm happy
You
to
said that
Wait.
To her?
That, so but I said, no, I said it more like this. If you want to get it and put it up and take it down, I have no interest. But if she really wants one in the house and she wants to get a small one, I'm happy to have one up.
You got
to
make it a thing to decorate. Like,
Ew,
let's do a
not
day.
Really my thing.
Like, have hot cocoa.
I'm not really a Christmas guy. Like,
right.
For the holiday of it. Like, I don't really like forced joy.
Do you put up stockings?
No.
For what?
Well, I bet this year you could have a Dusty one, a Lindsay one, and a Bobby one.
No.
Oh, that's true. That's cute.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
That's so cute, right?
That is cute.
Hey, yeah. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see what tomorrow brings. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Man, hope you're having a good Tuesday morning, and we thank you for being here. We'd like to bring you somebody that does something cool, so maybe... If you're out and about living your normal life and you have the opportunity to do something good for someone, please do it.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
29-year-old Danielle Vinson was checking out at the grocery store in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Shout out Cedar Rapids. When she realized she forgot her wallet, she had her 9-month-old son Benjamin with her. A woman in line stepped up and said, hey, I got you. Paid for all $200 of the groceries for her.
Wow.
Woo.
Danielle tried to decline, but the woman said, seriously, don't worry about it. I want to do it. It's the holidays. Merry Christmas. Enjoy. So that's just somebody
so
stepping
kind.
Up. The thing is, she had her baby, and she had to leave all the groceries and get the baby eats groceries, and the groceries
right.
eat babies, and then it's
the whole
thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. An airplane carrying 72 passengers crashed in Colombia. Only 6 people believed to have survived. The plane was carrying a Brazilian soccer team. In Columbus, Ohio, a man deliberately rammed students with a car on the campus of Ohio State. Then he jumped out and stabbed people. 11 were injured. And finally, evacuations are underway in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. 30 structures are on fire. Dollywood has also been evacuated.
I guess I fell asleep last night about 11:30 or 12.
Oh.
I went to bed reading. I just couldn't find any way to go to sleep because I'm on this anti-anxiety medicine, which I've been on for probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And so I've been starting to peel back a bit. And so I take less and less and less and less every month.
Right.
And so I'm down to the point where I don't take it now after I've already taken what I can take for the day. Mm-hmm. So I was just up last night like, woo, look at me. Not going to sleep.
Brain.
Nah.
Oh.
And then I fell asleep probably around, and then I woke up around 2 o'clock this morning. Set up, watch How I Met Your Mother, whole house.
So you were totally rested today. I mean, you seem great.
It's always the day after. Like, okay. Tomorrow, terrible show. Let me give you guys a heads up. Tomorrow's going to be awful. But okay. It was a good full house last night. It was the one where DJ and Stephanie and Michelle, they all want to have their own rooms. And so Stephanie moves into the bathroom. Ah, it's a good one. I got a good laugh. That's what I did all night last night. I'm reading this book called Blink, which is the same author that wrote... I read that. Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes.
He wrote...
Lots of things.
No, the book I'm thinking about where you have to do things for 1,000 hours and the pilots. What's it called?
I know. I'm trying to think of it too. There's one with the matchstick on it.
What's his name?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Anyway, so I'm reading the book and it's called Blink and it's about how your gut is smarter than your brain. And your gut really is your brain reacting super quickly and making this quick decision. And it's so much stronger. Outliers is the book. Thank you.
There you go.
No. Yeah. Boom. Nobody told me, by the way.
Well, there was a lot of books.
You said don't guess.
Outliers is the big one.
He's written five of them.
Which is fantastic. But he wrote Blink, too, which I'm reading.
And I don't have my computer in front of me.
Where is your computer?
Look it up. You know, I'm trying to just pay attention to you guys.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Did you forget your computer?
No,
she didn't forget her computer. I think I saw it in my office, right?
Yeah, no, but I'm trying to focus.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to, because you'll start writing with a pen.
No, I have no pen in my hand.
20% better is better.
Okay.
If you go cold turkey, you're going to be out of control.
Right.
You can't. It's like me with my medication. Okay, you got to peel back.
Okay.
So maybe fold your computer down for part of the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right. We're here to bring you good news. That's what this segment is for. Tell me something good. And our jingle goes like this.
Tell me something good.
Oh, well, let me hit you with this. A Missouri second grader found a lottery ticket. Like, oh, what's this?
Oh, no.
It wasn't for like millions, but it was for $100. Her name was Audrey Brown. Walking around, boom, found the ticket. Hey, that's worth $100. She said, hey, I want to take this. Went to her mom. She said, I'd like to give it to the school's food drive.
Aww.
So gave all $100 from the lottery ticket to the school's food drive. Listen, that buys a lot of Hatchimals, guys. Or maybe one.
Not even one, really.
Whoa. Yeah. Dang. Amy, you're up.
Okay, so this teacher was really close to one of her fourth grade students, and she was just so impressed by him, and she even would go home and tell her husband, like, I hope we can adopt a kid like him one day. Well, then she found out he was a foster child that was actually available for adoption, and her and her husband, they started the paperwork, and their adoption became final, and now they are a family.
Lunchbox?
This dude, Michael from Illinois, always wanted to go to college but could never afford it, didn't want to take out loans, so he's been working full-time. He's walking out of the store the other day, has a $10 bill, goes, ah, let me stick it in this little machine, buys a lottery ticket, wins $500,000, now he's going to college.
You know, I don't know about that story.
Why?
What do you mean?
He's having trouble with money. I wouldn't recommend going with the lottery, right?
Oh, yeah,
no. No, you would, because he won $500,000.
Yeah, I know, but how many people... You know what? Good for him. Tell me something good.
Hey,
tell me something good. Amazing story.
The American dream.
American dream. Woo! And I'm talking about...
the lottery.
The American dream. All right, there we go. Sometimes I have to pull myself back.
Congrats, Michael.
Congrats, buddy. American dream, yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Did you guys see that plane crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of 76 people didn't live. Like, five survived. How about that?
Oh, is like this the one in Colombia?
Big plane crash. And five people survived. That's crazy to me. Because that must have been a heck of a crash.
Yeah.
A big plane, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the plane.
Yeah, I think it's a normal sized plane, like 100 people on board or
it
whatever.
It went down to Colombia. There was a soccer team on it, too. So it's South America's equivalent to, like, the, what's it called, the Europa League?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
It's
one
of the top leagues in Brazil or whatever.
And not that that matters, that they're any more important, but there was a team on there.
Well, yeah.
Which was crazy.
The news this morning was showing, like, the team had posted, like, some Facebook video or some sort of footage of them at the airport before they're boarding the plane.
Oh, that's
And I thought it was odd that the news was showing that.
Yeah. You know what the news was this morning?
Yeah.
I didn't sleep, so I watched a lot of the news. It was the plane crash. It was the wildfires in eastern Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it was Donald Trump tweeting at CNN all night last night how much they sucked.
Oh. Well, I caught a little bit of Ohio, though, too.
A little bit. But you know why the Ohio thing didn't really become a huge story? It's because nobody died.
Oh, didn't the suspect?
Okay, who cares?
Okay, true.
But yeah.
I mean,
just clarify.
Yeah.
If you out with a knife and start trying to chop people and
no
you die.
No victims died.
Yes. And that, and I think that's why that wasn't a bigger story.
Okay.
It should have been because of the cop who got, you know, who saved everybody immediately.
He was only 28 years old.
The cop?
Yeah. He used to go to Ohio State. Then he joined the police and he worked on campus and he kind of saved the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and
like, sad that that's not a bigger story.
But Trump tweeting.
No, but here's why it's not a bigger story. Because the news doesn't like positive stories because it doesn't make people watch. That's why it's not a bigger story. It makes sense it wasn't a bigger story.
True.
I don't, like for us, we try to do positive stuff on the show and it works for us. But for the news, they sensationalize everything. And if it's not a crazy story, they don't have it. They don't run it. They want to show despair and bad. And
Facebook footage of a happy soccer team before they board a plane
that
when they crashed.
I didn't see that.
I'm like, no.
That's crazy. Man.
It's Fox News.
No, I didn't want to get down right now. I want to get up. I want to get up. Let's get up. Let's get back up. Yeah.
Pump it up. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan is extending his Kill the Lights tour into next year. It's going to pick up February 16th in Huntington, West Virginia, and then run into March. Brett Eldridge will be his opener, and you can grab dates at lukebryan.com. So Taylor Swift has partnered with AT&T for a 24-hour channel called Taylor Swift Now. The streaming service will offer around-the-clock music videos, concerts, and backstage moments with Taylor. It promises to be a glimpse into her life-spanning entire career.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tune in. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Riverside, California. A man owns a gas station, was upset the guy down the street was stealing his business because he had cheaper prices. So he's like, how can I get rid of him? Lower my prices? Nope. Went and burned down his gas station.
Oh.
You know, that'll work. I mean, you can't really go to the other guy if he's burned down.
It's true.
But he was caught on surveillance camera burning the gas station down.
I mean, you're going to jail. That's a big risk.
That's risky. Like,
high risk, high rewards, what we call that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
So your husband accidentally opened a Christmas gift or what?
No, he did because I ordered it from Amazon. It was my fault, not really thinking. And a bunch of boxes came in from stuff that we had gotten. And he just was blindly, he went to pick up the mail at our mailbox, started opening things. And he was like, whoa, what's this? Because you were talking about that Amazon Echo thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh my husband would love that. So I just got on Amazon, boom, came in the mail so fast I couldn't even think about it. Then boom, he opens it before I know it. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to have to think of another Christmas present.
So did he get to have it?
Well, yeah, he already opened it and he was so
excited
about it.
Well, I mean, still you could say no, not until Christmas.
No, that's a win for him.
No, because he
that's
already saw
present.
It.
I know.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like he gets that and now you have to figure something else out.
I know.
That's cool though. Has he used it yet?
It's opened and no, not yet.
I'm just afraid it's going to be something I buy and then I use it three times. It's like, I bought a Hatchimal, right?
Yeah.
Played with it for an hour. I was done. And I got, you know, I was like, cool, I hatched.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
If you're done with it.
Yeah.
So does it have to,
put the
little
egg back together.
Yeah. Instruction thing, does it have to match up? You have to train it to hear your voice or is it not?
I don't have one.
I want one. Oh,
I was telling you about it, but
okay.
I would like a review, please.
No problem. Mr. Bobby
Bones. I want to run this by you. Uber for your laundry machine. Like your washing machine, your dryer. You're like, what is happening here? So let me explain it to you because people are starting to do this and they're starting to see returns. So what happens is you rent them out. You're like, hey, I got a washer and dryer.
Okay, so you can make money.
So first of all, they're also launching smart washing machines too. So they'll be linked up to the washing machine to see if people can come. And let's say you have a garage and you put washing machines in and you wash in your garage or you wash in your... I wash in my house. So ain't nobody coming inside my house and doing laundry. Because I don't need money that bad to have somebody in my house doing laundry. But families will be more prone to renting out their machines. People can come use them at a lower cost than the laundromat.
Okay.
And a safer place too.
Yeah.
Because you're... Because
have you ever hung out in a laundromat?
A ton.
Me too.
So much. Oh my goodness.
Not a ton, but I've gone.
I lived in a laundromat college for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it was up two blocks away. I couldn't afford a washer or dryer. In the dorm, we didn't have one. And then my first year in an apartment, that just couldn't afford one. Holy cow, did I would go to the... And you go and you try to fight for a cart. Oh, people would get dirty fighting for a cart. Like, I would cut someone for a cart. So I'd take a plastic butter knife and be like, you get my cart.
A plastic butter knife.
Yeah. You got my cart? Mm-hmm. Get my cart. So Uber for your laundry is happening.
Okay.
I'm eating this bar. These bars are awful. I know Amy likes them, too. They're called the... This is the opposite of a commercial, I guess.
Wait, yeah. Have I
these
had
are
those?
Awful.
I don't know. Are you assuming I have just because it's vegan?
The No Cow Bar. It's dairy-free, soy-free, gluten-free, and vegan.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like something I'm into.
It's raspberry truffle, though, in case you're wondering.
Oh. No cow, though? That's what
it's called? It's called a No Cow Bar. And I guess it's not awful considering what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to not... You know, be fat.
And so it doesn't taste good.
You're not fat.
You know why? Because I eat stuff like this and because I exercise. That's why.
That's true. If he wanted to be, he could
be. Yeah, I could be fat real easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I take care of myself and I eat things for breakfast like the No Cow Bar. And so I should say this. It's really good for being awful.
That's true.
Because it's awful.
That's most healthy food.
Oh, yeah. If it tastes good, it isn't good for you. Let me tell you what I had to do.
What?
And I feel bad doing it because I don't like wasting food. Because where I grew up, don't waste food. You save it because you ain't got money for food next week. But there was a box of Golden Grahams that they had for Thanksgiving. They just left it on the counter. I can't have food around me. I don't keep any sweets in my house or I eat them all. I binge eat like crazy. The best thing for me moving out of my condo was moving away from a gas station because I can't walk over and buy donuts. Mm-hmm. Because I'll eat anything close. Which is why I'm eating a stupid No Cow Bar. There's nothing close to me. But there was a quarter of a box of Golden Grahams, and I stuck my hand in, and I was like, can't do it. Dumped the box over and poured out like the bottom quarter of it.
Oh, no.
Because I was going to eat it.
Of Golden Grahams?
Yeah.
A quarter of a box wouldn't have killed you.
I wasted food.
You did.
Yeah, Golden but a quarter box too. Is not a quarter box. A quarter box goes, I should go to the grocery store and get four more boxes at home all tonight.
It's a gateway.
Yeah. It is.
For sure.
One bite is a gateway for me. That's why I don't drink, though, man. I'd be awesome at it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I bet you'd be
pretty good at drinking.
I call you on a Wednesday night. Hey, dude, what are you doing?
Let's drink.
You want to hang?
Every day.
But I don't. I know my limitations here. If traffic's driving you crazy, try this. Inhale through your nose for 5 seconds. Hold it for 5 seconds. And exhale for 5 seconds. And then you repeat this for 2 minutes until you feel calm.
So while you're driving?
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
you're
driving.
You're not
closing your eyes.
Yeah,
so all you have to do is go five, hold five, and let it out. This is apparently a stress reliever.
Yeah.
And they've started to monitor people in traffic situations, and traffic's not as bad.
All right.
Also, leave on time. And on time means a little bit early, just in case. Because you know why you get nervous in traffic? It's because, I'm going to be late if these cars don't move. That's why you get nervous in traffic. Because every day there's traffic if you're going that way. Every day there's traffic.
And when you're late, you drive fast and reckless.
And when you're late, you don't really gain any ground. You're just driving reckless, not gaining any ground.
Endangering people on the road.
So five in, hold five, five out. And your day will be great. You heard it from me.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
So you get a wedding invitation. And I think it's a pretty cool idea. It's like, hey, come to the wedding. And also... You write, I promise to dance if you play blank.
Yeah, it was on the RSVP card. You know, accept, decline, how many people, and then I promise to play if you dance, fill it in. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
Did you fill it in?
Yeah.
What song?
Because I will be there, and so will my husband, and we will dance if you play Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
That's a funny one for you to pick. I like the song. It's Daft Punk and Pharrell, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's a good wedding dance party.
I mean, I'm dancing right now.
Yeah.
Your husband has a dance, though, really.
He will, if you play this.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do another person getting married?
No, it's my husband's nephew.
Okay. What keeps the planet
spinning? She's getting married.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, what would I put? I mean, the first song that came to my mind, that's what I went with.
Yeah.
Then I have a couple that I thought about, but it would be this one, "The Dip" by Freak Nasty.
Just goes to the world.
Especially her. It don't even matter your color. Yeah. What? For everybody like the kids don't even know about this shit.
I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Man.
That's a jam right there. Yeah. And then it's like, what else would I dance to? I started thinking about weddings. Like, I'll do any of the line dance stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll electric slide like crazy. Yeah. Like, if you play Buskin Boogie, I mean.
It's on.
You know the dance.
Put a rope and try to hold me back, because it ain't going to work. I'm about to bust it, man. Out in the country, past the city limit sign. And then don't make me even do this one. New Cupid.
Oh, yeah.
I was teaching Eddie this after I Heart Country last year. Yes. And it's not that hard to learn.
Yeah, it was. But you nailed it.
Well, I knew so it, though. I knew it. It's my jam. I love doing this one. I do extra moves, too. I'm that guy that does the extra stuff. Just so you know, I do extra kicks and stuff. Extra arm movements. And then sometimes I play it cool and I like only just do like the top half of my body. Then I get back into it. Oh, yeah. They say I'm a rapper and I say no. They say what you doing trying to do somebody cold. I just let them mute. Amanda, you're on the air. Hello. You'll only dance, Amanda, if they play what song?
All right, so I went to a wedding recently in Virginia Beach, and I was dancing to everything, and I got really tired. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down. And then Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music came on, and I popped right back up. That is the one song I cannot sit down for.
You know, that's the intro. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, I mean, that's the one you got to get up for, right? Oh, come on. Man, that's a jam right there, too. I'm dancing this one. Man. Yeah, once I was a boogie singer. Playing in a rock. The only other one that I want to for sure get up and dance for, probably this one. And then, usually I'm the only one, whenever they play this, that gets up and dances to this. I get up and slow dance myself. Everybody hurts. It's kind of
wow. Cool. Play this at a wedding reception.
Yeah, I'm like, I go to the DJ, I give him a 20. Hey, we play Everybody Hurts. And then I get up and I put my arms in the air and I just wave from side to side.
Okay.
Then you look around, everybody's gone.
And it's okay, it's my moment. When your day is long in the night. Man, that's a jam right there.
Man.
That'll bring a room down quick.
Yep.
Still the jam, though. Do you like the song or no?
I mean, it's a little sad.
Yeah, I love sad songs. Yeah, sad songs are my thing, man. I love them.
Obviously, it's a great song, but I mean, I'm not going to listen to it.
Must not be that great, then. An 11-year-old was caught driving. He was on the highway. Police pulled him over because the car was weaving in and out, and they were like, oh, somebody's been drinking or somebody's texting and driving. But he had been playing Grand Theft Auto. And he took his parents' minivan, and he drove it on a busy highway, and he just said he wanted to be like Grand Theft Auto. But 11, right. You should be smart enough at 11.
We got multiple calls from witnesses calling in this vehicle all over the highway. We tried to get up beside the vehicle to take a look inside.
And that's when police noticed that it was a child sitting in the driver's seat, an 11-year-old boy who had borrowed his parents' minivan. After playing Grand Theft Auto, a popular video game that features, among other things, car theft and police chases.
You know what? I'm not blaming the video game. I played Street Fighter as a kid. You didn't see me fighting on the streets.
Mm-mm. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I wasn't ripping out throats.
Nope.
Okay, but question, because I've never played Grand Theft Auto, but based on what you know of the game, is that appropriate?
I played Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, is that appropriate for an 11-year-old, though?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mine.
Not in my house.
It's just a video game.
I wouldn't.
Why would you ask that and say, you know?
Because I only know bits and pieces.
You know the worst parts. Would you let your kid live a life? There's some bad things happening
in
life.
Is that the video game? It's the really bad stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You got to go looking for the bad stuff.
Yeah. No, it's like life. No. You got to go looking for the bad stuff.
No, we can play like Mario Kart or something.
This 11-year-old is smart enough. I don't blame the video game.
I'm not blaming the game. I'm blaming parents. How'd they get the game?
Okay.
I don't know. So we have the most attractive age. Men in their 30s find what age to be most attractive?
Okay.
Now.
30 what? Just in their 30s?
Yeah, men in their 30s.
Okay.
Generally. Oh, and it's tough to ask these guys because Lunchbox is going to go low on purpose and Eddie's going to play safe and go older.
No, I'm not going to play safe.
Yeah, you are. Like 50.
I mean, we know what they're going to say already.
He's going to say whatever my
So
wife
what are you
going to
say?
I would say probably mid to late 20s. Okay. That's what I would say. I think that's the general answer. Eddie, what would you say?
I would agree with you. Mid to late 20s.
You would say mid to late 20s?
Wow. Yeah, that's
surprised that
that's attractive.
I'm so okay.
Yeah. Okay, good to know.
Although, I mean, moms are attractive too, you know, like 40-year-old moms.
Yeah, you go. Get
30, my wife's so attractive.
30-year-old moms, yeah.
Lunchbox?
I have 23.
23.
Yeah, just on the verge of maybe getting out of college, you know, and so they're
I hope she's out
really
by 23, maybe.
Rounding into shape and... You know what they're going to look like.
Rounding into shape.
Interesting.
Interesting
terminology there.
Men in the 30s find women who are age 20 the most attractive.
20
Not
what?
20s, 20.
20.
What?
As 20? In their first year after she stops being a teenager.
Okay.
Excuse
now,
me?
To me, that feels like a kid. A 20-year-old feels like a kid to me. So, and I'm in my 30s.
No.
So, okay, let's go up a bit.
Okay.
Men in their 40s to age 50 prefer what age?
35.
I bet it's the same.
Look, 25.
Because you don't think we change?
Right. That's what I think.
The answer is the same.
Yeah.
Oh! Of course.
And men don't change.
In their 20s or the age 20 if you're 40.
It's the same.
No.
It's
no,
crazy.
No.
But
no.
You can say no, just
but
like you said, Grand Theft Auto. I'm just giving you data.
I know. I'm just telling you. I feel like when I'm a 40-year-old woman, which I'm close to that.
Knocking on the door.
I'm
Hello,
knocking,
it's Amy.
I'm like, no, hey, 40. I am not going to be like hanging out at the high school waiting for people to turn 20.
No one's asking
guys,
you to be a woman. No one's asking you to.
I know, but that's just, that's what it seems
you
like
you weren't
to
involved
me.
In this at all.
I know, but that's why it's weird to me. Like, girls would never really be into that. It's weird that y'all are.
Okay, here's probably why scientifically.
Okay.
Because we as men are able to have babies our whole life, and it's not fair. And you as women aren't. And there's
You're
probably
attracted
some
to the females with the most eggs.
There's probably some sort of caveman impulse in us. It's like, I want to procreate. Who can procreate the most? That's probably what it is. Even though that seems a little young to me,
yeah, that's
but that's
young.
Probably what it is.
And men age a bit
so,
better than we do.
That's the deal. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I agree with
I
the
love
study.
My age. I love getting older. I'm better as I get older.
Yeah.
In my heart.
Convincing yourself? Or are you convincing
No, I mean, I just
yeah.
like it.
Yeah. You know what I love? Working
Me
out.
Me at 20,
I love working
mess.
Out. I hate working out, man.
Bones.
So yesterday after the show, some executives came in from Cracker Barrel. I'm doing a big commercial campaign with them for the holidays. Because
oh,
I love Cracker Barrel.
Uh-huh.
And... It looks like they love me too, which is a great combination. So they came in. So we're doing this whole thing, and they want me to sing the 12 Days of Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
And so they bring in the song. And first of all, the guy's from New York, and I don't know if they thought they were getting Pavarotti or not. Because, you know, listen, I have my. I've definitely become a better singer over the last year, but. I'm not Brett Eldridge.
Right.
You know, if you want to buy a Christmas album.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Debatable.
I don't know. So anyway, they come in and they sit over there. And listen, I can sing to be funny. And that's what I do. I sing to be funny. And so they sit over and like all these people are watching me. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh,
kinda,
no.
I know. I'm kind of nervous. Because I don't know how good a singer they think I am. And like, I'm just so happy to be doing a whole campaign with Cracker Barrel.
All they know is you got record deals.
They know is that my kid's record is in Cracker Barrel.
That's true.
They say Bobby Bones. Kids Records and Cracker Barrel and radio personality,
so
you know.
Sure, you got this.
Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So they come in and like, okay. And it's the 12 Days of Cracker Barrel. So first of all, the song's a little high for me. I would have taken it down a notch. But this is kind of how it goes, right? So.
On the first day of Cracker Barrel, my true love gave to me one laser light projector. Done.
So that's it, right? So then we have to do like keep going and do a different one every time. But you had to do every one of them every time.
Okay.
So I'll just do 12 now. Are you ready for 12?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We're skipping right to 12.
Yeah, this was the hard one. Like all eyeballs are on me. Like Tupac said, all eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to nail it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to get a breath here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's try it.
On the 12th day of Cracker Barrel, my true love gave to me 12 candles glowing, 11 iron skillets, 10 wraps unwrapping, 9 plush friends playing, 8 vinyl spinning, 7 toys for toddlers, 6 quilts for bedding, 5 rocking chairs, 4 breakfast baskets, 3 racing cars, 2 sweet turntables, and 1 laser light projector.
I think you nailed it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I was whooped. After.
Wow.
I did a whole, Ray, we sat here for, and I had to do every one of them separately. Like, you do one in the second verse.
Yeah.
One in the second and third verse. By the time we got to 12, I was just gasping for breath. But right. I think they thought it was okay, right?
The guy kept saying, awesome, love that.
I couldn't tell if he really meant it. I hope, I was trying my hardest.
Yeah, or he was just being supportive.
I mean, it's
you
a,
don't know.
It's a paid deal.
Yeah.
Like, they've hired me to do be there, and I'm pumped to do it. But that's,
well, I don't know about this stuff, but if you did it the way you did it right
did.
Now, psh, nailed it. I would have agreed with
you.
I
was sucking breath hard.
Yeah, you turned red there for a little bit, too.
It's like, and that's, Ray and I sat in the studio yesterday for an hour and a half just cutting all of those. So I hope, so it, we shoot the video part today, but I hope it was okay.
It was good.
You guys wouldn't lie to me.
No, I'm not lying to you.
You definitely.
Promise.
You would love to make fun of me, actually.
I would, but I'm not going to. Yeah,
well, I appreciate that. That that's what we did yesterday for a long time, and I was like, oh. It was real pressure-filled.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know the show. They didn't really know me. They didn't know what they were getting into with the singing. So
they're like, this doesn't sound like Brett Eldridge.
This is not what we're told Nashville sounded like. What the? It's all a lie. I do a show from my house called The Bobbycast. So if you go to iHeartRadio, you have the app, and you search Bobbycast, you can hear there are like 25 episodes with singers, songwriters, actors, some of just me. And Eddie is the connoisseur of the Bobbycast. He listens to all of them. He goes on night runs.
Yes.
And he has a new favorite one. But yeah, you want to tell
him? Yeah, episode 23 is my favorite.
Yeah, who's that?
It's me. I'm the one on it.
Oh, Eddie's on it.
Yeah,
oh.
Bobby interviews me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just a conversation between me and Bobby.
Yeah.
Something that...
With us, when people come in, it's always a conversation.
I mean, that's all we do, like just kind of...
But why are you? What was amazing about that interview to you?
Man, it was just so interesting to me. You know, I learned a lot about myself that I didn't know.
iHeartRadio, search Bobbycast.
You know what I did learn though?
What?
My voice is really annoying. I didn't listen to all of it. I was like, this is terrible. If everyone listens to my voice, like, dude, you guys are right. I do sound like this.
You didn't listen to the whole thing?
No. I was like, I could not stand the sound of my voice. I was like, 15, 20 minutes in, I'm like, I'm done.
Because you didn't want to hear your own voice?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Huh, interesting.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So John Travolta is out saying that before he took the role of Robert Shapiro in The People vs. O.J. Simpson, he asked his friends if he should do it.
What friends?
And these are his friends. Steven Spielberg, Oprah, and Tom Hanks. So that's who he went to for advice, and they all said, yes, you should do it, so he took the role.
It was a good move for him, and he was good in that role. He looked a little weird, but David Schwimmer being in it totally took the weirdness of him away from it, because it was like Ross was playing Kardashian.
With a gray streak.
Yeah, it was like, you just wanted the monkey to show up. You just kept waiting on the monkey for friends to show up. All right, what else?
Rolling Stone put out a list of the best albums of the year, and coming in at number one.
Wait, let me guess, number one.
Yeah, number one. Number one album.
Adele's record didn't come out this year.
I don't know.
Mm.
She's not number one, though.
I don't know.
Beyonce, Lemonade.
Oh, who cares? I don't.
Definitely had all the hype.
And they did some great things with that. I'm just not into it.
Yeah, well, Rolling Stone.
If I went to a Beyonce concert and she played all the Lemonade stuff, I'd have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hear
Destiny's Child.
I want to hear Single Ladies and Destiny's Child. But again, I just don't keep up with new Beyonce. The number one country album was Maren Morris on
that's
that
awesome.
List. Yeah, so there you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Eddie, I like your voice.
You do?
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't.
None of us have great voices.
No,
yeah.
None of us.
I mean, none of us could be broadcasters 20 years ago.
Yeah. I just don't like the sound of my voice, I guess I realized.
All of us have. I talk too fast. Don't have a big voice. Amy has a speech impediment.
What's wrong with me?
You haven't.
You're too loud.
You yell.
Yeah.
all the time.
That's okay.
Everybody has their own thing. You asked, and then he answered.
I know.
Like you literally asked him a question,
and then I got onto him.
He answered it, and then you stung back at him. I'm just letting you know that was kind of a little rude.
Okay, so let me look at Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie, I apologize. I asked for the criticism. You gave me the criticism, and I.
He's not really looking at Eddie, though.
He doesn't look at people when he talks to them.
He's practicing.
My fault.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was at the gym yesterday, and I was talking to one of the trainers there. And I hadn't seen her for a while. She's pregnant, and I guess she had taken some time off, and I really like her. I was talking to her, and we were catching up, and she goes, "Hey, how about that girlfriend?" And I was like, "Yeah, how about that? I got a girlfriend. It's crazy, right?" And she was like, "I saw a picture of her. I couldn't believe how pretty she was."
Oh.
And I was like, "Wait, what?"
Wait, what was she expecting?
I was like, "Wait, what? Is that supposed to be a compliment? Like, how do I say thank you?" She was like, "That's what she said. I couldn't believe how pretty." Like, is that on me? Like, she had an expectation of what I...
Yeah, what have you been doing at that gym? What expectations are you setting for people?
I don't think it's a gym thing.
But, I mean, your girlfriend is really pretty.
Okay, but am I that low? Like, yes. She's really, if I didn't have this job, I would have never met her.
Okay.
If I didn't have this job, I don't know. Would she date me? I don't know.
Like, probably not.
I mean, let me be for real. Probably not.
Wait, if you were like Bobby the accountant.
No.
I don't think so. I think we're all pretty safe in saying that I'm not a real treat to date. So.
That's not totally true.
That's true.
Yeah.
I said totally.
Oh, right.
So I'm just a nutcase full of emotions.
Right. But she knows a side of you that we don't know, and she also gets it.
Oh, she gets it.
Yeah, she gets it.
She gets it. Oh, boy. I felt like that was honest and a little accidentally rude.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be rude at all. And I laughed about it. And I was like, dang. Is it? Because sometimes you'll see, like, two people walk by and you're like, they're together?
What?
Like, they don't match.
He must be rich. Or he must be, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
You're like, what? I'm like, when Lindsay and I walk by, do people go, what?
Probably not.
So does that happen
right?
the other way?
You don't think it's like...
I don't think so. That's definitely weird.
What did you say?
Does it ever happen the other way where like a couple walks by and people say, oh, she must be amazing or she must be rich or she must be funny?
You mean in general? Because Lindsay and I know.
No, I know.
Not,
I'm just
not
saying.
In this situation. And
apparently people look at us together and go, how do you get her? Fair enough.
She's really pretty.
Like,
and he's,
dang.
Okay.
I mean.
He's fine.
I guess.
She's really
like,
pretty.
Like, whoa, honey. Look at this couple.
Well, y'all
he
say
must
that,
be rich.
You know, that you outkicked your coverage.
Oh, I did big time.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting, you know.
You're waiting for her
President?
To move on?
Mm-mm, that's Imperial March, dude.
Oh.
That's a death march. For her to be like, there have been enough comments on my Instagram where, you know, they...
Maybe they're starting to make sense.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe it. Anyway, that was said to me yesterday. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And a little hurtful. At the same time. So I got a giggle and a tear. What if I said, dang. Amy, your husband is that good looking? How in the world did you get him?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Ugh.
Yeah, it didn't feel good, does
it? No,
it doesn't. Thursday show is going to be a big one. I hope you guys listen on Thursday, and I hope you help. We're doing the St. Jude Radiothon. This year, different. So this year, I've called a bunch of my friends to come in and play live on the air. So, Kelsey Ballerini, Chris Jansen, Dustin Lynch, Lindsay L., Caitlin Smith, Low Cash, Natalie Stovall on the drive, Lauren Elena, Jared Neiman. I mean, it's going to be a crazy day on Thursday. We hope you listen. We hope you're moved by the stories. We hope Thursday you become a partner in hope. If not, listen for the great music and great stories. It's the first time we've ever tried this for St. Jude. It's really, they're bringing their gift of music, and hopefully we can help out such a great, wonderful, I use every adjective possible about how awesome St. Jude is. That'll be Thursday morning, and all those artists will be playing live on the show. I want to go over to Ray now because
Before we left for Thanksgiving break, Ray said that the $50,000 he won by betting on Donald Trump over a year ago to win the presidency would be in his account.
Mm-hmm.
He said as of yesterday, it should be in his account. It wasn't. Ray, I'm going to give you the drum roll before you tell us what's up, because I know you're expecting it yesterday afternoon. All right, Ray.
I've been in talks with the people, and it's not there yet. But I have been emailing back and forth, and I did have a phone call with them.
And what did they say to you?
Well, first of all, the emails, there's all these inquiries is what they call them, and it's almost like computer-generated messages. It doesn't sound like a real customer service person messaging me back. They said, sir, please understand that sometimes it takes longer than the 4 weeks to process your funds. Please be understanding. And then I'll say something like, well, I mean, my bank says there's not even any sign that the money's coming. And they'll say, sir, at this time, we cannot give you a 20% bonus. Please consider waiting. And I'm like, I didn't ask for a bonus. So they're sending wrong, like, I think it's just a copy-paste thing.
So you got to feel good about this, right?
I don't feel good about that.
Yeah.
But then I called them on the phone, and they said they're looking into it. And they said not all, like, continents, because other people do it in other parts of the world, are as fast as 4 weeks.
So when should you be expecting this money?
They said any day now.
Any day. So we'll check back tomorrow.
Dang.
If you really want to, every single day, yes.
Absolutely we do. We'll check back tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow you'll be $50,000 richer.
They broke it down by continent.
Will you buy breakfast for everybody when you get it?
Sure, if you guys want that.
Hey, you guys want breakfast when you get
yeah.
that?
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
There's a $20,000 reward offered if you can find these inmates. It, you know, begs the question, would you go search for them? Because a Northern California sheriff is saying, listen, if you tell us where these guys are, we'll give you $20,000.
Oh.
They vanished late Thanksgiving Eve. They cut their way out with saws. And so authorities using helicopters and dogs, and they're like, 20 grand if you get them. So it's like, would you?
How many are there?
Two.
Okay.
Is that considered bounty hunting?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's what bounty hunters do. Remember when my cousin escaped prison?
Yeah, yes. How could we forget?
And we were live on, like, my first cousin.
And they had video of it, too.
It was on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
We're watching it. Like, let me just be honest with you guys. I don't come from the best circumstances. And I think pretty much everybody in my family's been to jail, except for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Pretty much. Maybe one of them haven't. I'm not even sure about that. But most of my family's been to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wasn't in jail. He was in prison.
Yeah.
And so he broke out because what happened was he had the guard. The guard was distracted. There was a tiny hole, and he jumps through the tiny hole and runs out the front door. And we're like, what? I mean, I don't know.
And he had a getaway car.
And he had a getaway car, which was waiting by, which I think.
Oh, gosh.
I think. Was
allegedly.
My aunt. Allegedly, I think it was my. I don't know if it was, but she got in trouble too.
Really?
I remember she got. I don't know if she ended up being charged, but she got arrested.
Wow.
It may not have been her. He may have just went to her house. What do I know? That's it. I'm just saying stuff right now. But
that was crazy when it was all happening.
And then he went to
Florida,
like Missouri, and got into a gunfight and then got caught in Florida.
Yeah.
With my first cousin. And you know what? It wasn't that surprising. All I was hoping, because we were following it on the air, was that no one got hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Like I was like, please, God, don't let a if he got hurt, that's on him. If a cop shoots him, that's on him.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let an officer get hurt by anyone. But
right.
It's my family member. We're following the story.
Oof.
It's a national news story. My first cousin is like, that was crazy.
It's pretty crazy. So would you do this for 20 grand?
No.
Depends what they did.
No.
I think they're just
if
like.
If they're sawing their way out of prison, they didn't. It wasn't a Ponzi scheme that put them in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
They probably weren't doing that white collar crime if they're sawing their way out of jail. So there's that, which is weird to me. I have the story coming up, man, about vacations and how they're better than actual things.
Oh.
And we'll talk about that in a second. Also have, hey, so we do this daily tease the day before, and stations run it, and it's like, hey, coming up tomorrow. We tried yesterday because in a few minutes we're going to do Bobby Court, what's it called?
Captain Common Sense.
No, Judge Common Sense. And we were trying to do the tease yesterday, so here's Eddie and I trying to do the tease, okay? 3, 2, 1, this is our clip. Hey guys, it is Bobby Bones. We will see you guys on Tuesday morning show. Judge Common Sense, that's me, takes your problems. I will be presiding over this courtroom. And after I'm done, you'll say,
Well, that'd be nice. Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Anytime you have a judge comment, you gotta be ready.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, last
yeah,
time
yeah,
you weren't ready yeah, either. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You, okay, ready? Okay, and ready. You'll say.
Well, that'd be nice.
No.
go ahead.
You'll say.
Well, that makes sense.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the Bobby Bones Show.
What
would
was
that be
thinking?
Nice?
What's like, what
well,
that?
That'd be nice. No, that makes sense. Okay. Well, yeah. That'd be nice.
Some people think that landing their dream job or getting engaged or their wedding day is like the best day of their life. And yeah. So they did this whole study where it's like, people have the fondest memories whenever they go on vacations or they go places that aren't normal to them. Like, that's the best memory and way better than buying stuff.
Oh, I could see that.
So for me, I'm announcing now that I'm going on another mystery trip.
But this time you're going with?
Oh.
Right now, I'm going on a mystery trip.
Okay.
Got to figure out the rest.
Okay. But you have a girlfriend this time.
You know what? That's
yeah.
True.
Ah, yeah, that is true.
That
well,
is
I mean,
true.
That's not, I mean, it's been odd. The past few trips you've what? Gone alone. Not odd. You're making memories. You're having experiences.
Dang. She said odd. Then she goes, not odd. Not odd.
Yeah, because I don't want to paint it as odd. Because, I mean, I think if you can go experience, if you that's what you need is uh-huh. The alone time to experience. Like, who am I to say you should have someone along your, with you?
Well, you but did I'm, say I was odd.
Yeah, I'm excited, though, that you have someone to go with you this time, though. I hope, maybe.
She's I hope to. I've planned out everything, sort of.
So when are we going to find out?
Whenever I post it online, when I'm there.
When you're there.
When I'm there. Yeah.
That's cool.
But what are we talking?
I haven't planned. I've never been there before, and it's a long ways away.
Long ways.
And I don't think anybody.
Attaboy.
Is this Amazing
Moscow.
Race music?
Yeah, it's Amazing Race. He's on the show.
Listen, I've been going on some pretty adventurous trips.
You have. Sure. Iceland.
I got another one. Japan.
Japan. Where else did you go?
England.
Oh, that's right, London.
Yeah. So
yeah, for like a day.
Yeah. Listen, I'm terrible.
Got bored.
I'm terrible at this stuff. I never went on vacation
because he
kid.
Said London reminded him of Oklahoma City.
It's I like, was like, no,
the buildings look the same.
I went into London and I was like, this feels like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Like
it's just another town.
I mean, there's a few things that are different.
Like Big Ben.
I think I liked Oklahoma City better than London.
The London Bridge.
I like Oklahoma
palace.
City because the people there are nice. London, eh, not really.
Good yeah. Point. Like,
I don't really fit in London.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
I'm from Arkansas.
It's true.
That whole British snootiness thing. Oklahoma City, you go and you hang
They're
out
with
people.
They're always drinking tea over there.
And they love the...
The what?
Their basketball team. London, they don't care. They like to play that...
Oh, I got you.
The Thunder.
Yes.
They thunder
okay,
up over
see,
there.
Okay, Thunder.
Yeah. Don't be hating on Oklahoma City. I said the buildings look like Oklahoma City.
Gotcha.
Because there's not New York.
Yeah.
And London's like the New York and the Paris of the world.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. You're going to get me in trouble with Oklahoma City listeners.
No,
you made it sound like I was talking bad
no,
about them.
Because you just said
I
that
did.
London.
I said it reminded me of... I said London reminded me of Oklahoma City.
Which I can't imagine. Because I've never been to London. The pictures...
Have you been to Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Many times?
Yes, many.
Welcome to London with a funny accent.
That's interesting.
They have a funny accent. And not as nice.
Right.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
Bones.
Okay. No one rise. No one rise. Common Sense Court is now in session. If you guys have a question for me, Judge Common Sense, I'm ready for it. No common sense question, too big or too small. Adam and Mobile, how are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Really good. Let my common sense be of use to you, my friend.
Awesome. So I graduate college in a week with a science degree, and I have applied for over 50 jobs, checked my resume over and over again. I don't have that much experience, but... I mean, I worked in a lab all through high school and all through college. And I feel like what I'm missing is so basic, not in depth at all. So what like common sense do you have for me to get this interview that I need?
Okay, so here's the thing about applying for jobs. You have to understand, if you're applying for 50 jobs, so are 70, 80, 90 other people. The first thing you have to do is get noticed. So I'm going to start at the bare essential. If you're just putting a resume out there, make sure your picture's on your resume. You must put a picture on a
really?
Resume because nobody else is doing it.
Okay.
So,
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
That sounds awesome.
Well, Judge Common Sense is still
here.
Presiding here. I got
okay.
More for you, too. Right. Now, you also have to understand this, too. If you send your resume in a box, it will for sure get seen because everybody gets packages of mail. And if you're mailing it, he gets it in an envelope. She gets it in an envelope. They're going to be like, it's just another piece. If you send in a box, everybody loves a box because you're like, I got something in the mail. It could be a toy, you know?
Yeah.
So put in a box, put your picture on it. You want to really go crazy? Find like a local donut shop or something and tape your resume inside the top of the box and send out a box of donuts. And that will for sure get open and that you, and they'll see that you have a mind to work differently than others. Wow. And that you just got to get noticed. That's the hardest part, is getting your foot in the door. The rest is up to you, my friend. Judge Common Sense. Case dismissed.
Well, that made sense.
Good stuff.
Donut Jeff. Box?
Well, or pizza?
It's
or,
great.
Yeah. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
How much? How's it going, Your Majesty?
You're mad. No, 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 Your Honor, please. Your Honor, Your Honor. Know, this is not King, Bobby, but
more,
yes, Your Honor.
More majestic.
Yes. Jeff, in Oklahoma, how can I help you?
Well, I've been in a relationship now for a little over 14 years, and I guess I didn't ask her to marry me in that first year or two when it made more sense to her. Because we both had come out of a marriage, so I was a little reluctant. And so over the last 12 years, I've asked her probably 3 or 4 different times. One of the times, where were we? In Hawaii, I think. Anyway, it's been no. And so I'm at the point in my life, okay, and we reside together. And so I'm thinking, do I stop and go on? Or do I just hang out and continue doing what we're doing?
So you're asking me, should you stay or should you go?
Yep.
Ah.
Should I stay or should I go?
All right. Ooh, it's a tricky one for Judge Common Sense. Now, if you were just to stay, are you happy?
Well, yes, but there's the whole twist of she doesn't have my name.
Okay, so there's a lot of ego and pride here. Here's the problem with ultimatums, and I've said it before. If you give someone an ultimatum, be prepared for them not to take it. Are you prepared for her not to take it? Or if you go, hey, if we don't get married, I'm out. Are you prepared to be out?
I think so.
You're not. I think so does not mean yes. Judge Common Sense is ruling that you just chill. You treat her wonderfully, and she'll marry you if she feels like it. Otherwise, just chill. You have a good life right now, it feels like, Jeff.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So the answer, should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay or should I go?
You should stay. Treat her nicely. And eventually, she'll come around or she won't, but you'll be happy either way. Case dismissed.
Well, that makes sense.
Thank you.
Judge, what made you feel he wasn't ready to leave?
Because he didn't have a definite answer.
Okay.
Like, if you're ready to leave, it's like, yeah. If she doesn't say yes, I'm out. But not, remember we asked that one girl, she said, hey, are you an attorney? She goes, yeah. And we're like, no, you're not. No attorney answers like that. So just be prepared with an ultimatum. They may not take it. That's the only time you ever give one, is if you can accept the consequences of it not going your way. And he wasn't ready for that.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
So I use common sense to handle people's business for them. Judge Common Sense, Mackenzie in Nashville, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. What can I help you with?
Okay, so my husband, he dips like chewing tobacco all the time. It's gross. I hate it. It's bad for him. And, I mean, it's pretty expensive. So I desperately need advice on getting him to stop dipping.
So first of all, have you tried to bargain with him? Because that's what a lot of people will try to do first.
Well, so like 2 years ago, he told me that he would stop when we got engaged. This was before we're engaged. We're married now. He promised me, I'm going to stop dipping by the time we get engaged. So we got engaged last September. He quit for like a couple months. And then he started again.
My idea would be he didn't quit. He hid it for a couple of months. Here's what I would say. First of all, there's an addiction here. There's a nicotine addiction, I'm betting.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're not going to convince him to stop. He's got to convince himself. There's nothing really that you can do to make him stop. He's going to have to see it with his own eyeballs and his own heart. Now, how does he do that? I don't know. But you're not going to convince him. He's already showed you that he says one thing and didn't live up to it, so you're just not going to. And I hate to say that as a judge, but you got to stop trying to change him.
Yeah.
And make him see, hopefully with his own eyes. What, you have kids?
No.
You need to have one then, and then let him see that and be like, yeah. So I'd get pregnant. I've now ruled. Judge Common Sense says get pregnant.
Now that makes sense.
There you go. Thank you.
So I sort of dealt with that a little bit with my husband, and I mean, I started to Google images of people that lost half their jaw or their face due to dipping or tobacco or whatever. And then I would print them out or I would text them to him and I would just be like,
oh, wow. That's crazy.
But it's real.
It is real.
And I'm like, this could be your future if you continue to do this.
Okay, but has he quit all the way?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't quit in years.
Or has he quit around to you?
No. He doesn't do it. It was the Air Force. It was when he was in the Air Force. And I think it was really, it's a common thing for pilots to use something to stay alert on long flights and, you know, keep yourself busy. Kind of like you're flying for like 13 hours or something. You're like, I guess it gives you...
Judge Common Sense says he's probably still dipping a bit.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. No.
Does he still fly?
Yeah.
Judge
sometimes.
Common Sense says he's probably occasionally still getting a little dip.
No, he doesn't.
Can't argue with the judge. That makes sense.
No, he doesn't.
By the way, Gatlinburg, Tennessee is, I mean, the fires there are crazy, and they've gotten so big so fast. And when the fires first like started on the news yesterday, I thought about Eddie because he said he started a fire over there.
Yeah, and it's just making me so sad, this news, and seeing that. I was just there, and the fact that on Thanksgiving Day, we almost had a fire by our cabin. And if it wasn't for a group of five people that were driving by and saw it and helped me put it out, like, I mean, this could have been the result. And it's just so crazy to me that, like, it's that easy. Something like that, that simple can just...
Is it really dry?
It's so dry. I remember... We had leaves or whatever, and the leaves were just catching, and it was almost like gasoline, like pouring gasoline on fire. Once the fire would touch a leaf, it would just go so fast in flames, and it's so sad.
When I first saw it, I was like, okay, did Eddie start? Then it got so big, I was like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, it's just, like, I just can't believe it. Like, I was just there this weekend. It's crazy to me.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Show.
All right, Mike D is going to read a quote. All you have to do is determine who said it. Rocky, who is celebrating his 40th birthday. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
For the first movie, it's 40 years old. Okay. That's crazy.
It's a great movie.
Who said it, Rocky or me?
Okay.
All right, Mike D, are you ready in the studio?
Ready.
All right, Mike D is our phone screener. Who said it, Rocky or Bobby? Mike, go ahead, number one.
To change your life, you need to change your priorities.
To change your life? You need to change your priorities. Who said it? Rocky or Bobby?
Okay.
In for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Bobby.
Lunchbox?
That's Bobby.
Eddie?
For sure, Bobby.
Mike?
Bobby.
All right, everybody's got one. Hey, softball.
Yeah,
softball.
That was easy.
Softball. Mike, number two.
Nobody owes me nothing. You owe yourself. Wait.
Wait.
Read it again.
Nobody owes nobody nothing. You owe yourself.
That kind of gives it away.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Rocky.
Lunch?
Rocky.
Eddie?
That's Rocky,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say nobody owes nobody no nothing.
That's ain't nobody owe no nothing.
Ain't nobody knows me nothing.
No, I'm saying Adrian.
No. Who said it?
Adrian!
Bobby.
For sure, Bobby.
For sure, Bobby. Okay, number three, Mike.
Get off me. Can't catch me.
Oh.
I'm in.
Get off me. Can't catch me.
In for the win.
I'm in.
All right. Amy.
Rocky.
Lunchbox.
Nobody's on Rocky. It's Bobby.
Eddie.
Rocky.
Mike.
As Bobby.
What? Come on, guys. When did you say that?
Dang. I was playing flag football, and I posted a picture of a dude diving for me and missing, and I'm still rolling in the pocket, eyes down the field. Can't get off me. Can't catch me.
Okay.
Well, give me one more, Mike.
It's not always easy, but it's always worth it.
Who said it? Rocky Balboa or Bobby Bones? It's not always easy, but it's always worth it.
It's not always easy.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Lunch, you can win. All you gotta do is get it
right.
I
know.
You win.
Just go. Quit putting the pressure. It's not always easy.
Dang.
It's like two guesses.
Somebody didn't like the pressure
so
at all.
Mad.
And what would you lose if you lost? Like, are you playing for a scholarship?
It just feels good to win.
I like to win. Right. Everybody likes to win.
Amy, this is very pressure filled.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Who said it?
The pressure. Rocky.
Eddie.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox?
Guys, it's the man with the mic, Bobby Bones!
That is correct. You're a winner, Lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah. We, no matter what.
Okay.
Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there!
Who said that?
DJ
That's not the game.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
So a new study reveals that while TV time may not sound like quality time, your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, if you spend chunks of time watching shows, like binging, that it actually is great because not only do you spend that time together, then you have something to talk about for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's actually good to binge watch shows together.
I agree.
So I binge watched This Is Us with Lindsay.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it all the time. And then we watched the last one on our own because she's been doing shows. And so I was like, hey, do you watch it? Hey, watch it. And so, yeah, I agree with this fully. You watch Walking Dead or no?
I do, but my husband does not. But we've been binging Veep together, and we love it.
That's 30 minutes, right? On HBO?
Yeah, on HBO. Yeah. We're like in season 4.
Survivor. We watched. We've been Survivor.
Oh, well, designated Survivor.
No, he's talking about the old show.
No, it's not old.
It's
current.
Is Designated Survivor had a new episode, by the way?
Let me see.
I saw a new one. I don't know if it's current,
Come
though.
On. Give me another. I'm hungry for some Designated Survivor.
I know. It's so good.
I need to be fed.
Yeah.
Feed me. Dang, that show. Come on.
Ooh, I have 3 new. Be jealous.
What do you have?
Because I'm behind on Designated Survivor.
Oh, I'm not jealous then. You're behind. You don't even know. Well, I know what's happened in the country
but
already.
But it's like you still get jealous when people are starting something you like.
Amy sent me an Instagram. I post on Instagram. She sent me a text last night because I announced my stand-up comedy tour for 2017, which you can look at. Just you can go to BobbyBonesComedy.com. She goes, like, that's a lot of cities. Dang, a lot. Hope they sell. Really ambitious of you. Yikes. Good luck. And you can see the text message on my Instagram.
I saw it.
Uh-huh.
Did you laugh out loud?
I did. I LOL'd a little bit.
Very supportive, right?
Yeah.
I was using your method. You don't like for people to jinx you. Like if I were to say, wow, awesome. Like you're going to totally, it's so great. Sell those out. You'd be like, don't jinx me. Tickets haven't gone on sale yet. Ugh.
She goes right for the old juggler.
So I just did your method.
She's like,
which is
yikes,
just
good luck with that.
Be negative about it, and then it'll work out.
Yeah, all the shows go on sale Friday. I'm excited. First of all, I like Boston, and I like Sacramento. But I'm really, there are these places I like to go, but I'm really excited about North Dakota, because I've never been to North Dakota before.
Yeah.
And so I have 2 shows in North Dakota, so I hope people come.
Cold up there.
They may not.
They probably won't, but it's okay.
They probably won't. Yeah, that's right.
Dang.
Hey, wow, Amy.
They probably won't come.
I know.
The world's oldest person, Emma Moreno, is the last person on Earth born in the 19th century. She turns 117 today.
What?
The world's oldest known person at 117.
That's amazing.
I always see their birth certificate.
The 19th century. So she was born.
You don't believe her? She's born in 1899.
She's lying about her age.
At that point, you may forget. You know what year you were born.
She was born November 29th, 1899. The only person born in the 19th century. She's seen 2 world wars.
Wow.
Yeah, and so Eddie and I always talk about how long we want to live until. And I'm like, oh, I got to hit 100 because that's like a goal.
Yeah.
It's not even about living that long to me. It's like I set a goal. I go chase it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to stay healthy. I want to live to 100 just so I can be Eddie in the bet. Mm-hmm. But Eddie's like, well, I want to live to be like
72. Yeah, because I mean, I'm just being realistic. Like,
why?
Because I live life to the fullest.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
no regrets.
No, you don't. You're not.
Speed.
No,
like
you don't.
72, like you're going to have to die of something like.
Guys, I don't have grandparents left. Like they were all died when I was, I don't know, 5, 6.
My dad's 75. And he's like,
oh wow, really?
Like, yeah, and he's like,
and her dad's a dancer.
Yeah. I met your dad.
Yeah, he's like, you would never know.
He looks healthy.
Yeah, he's legit.
Is part of that being Hispanic?
Yeah, I mean, the first half of my life, you know, I ate terribly. I drank Kool-Aid with everything, and like, I drank 10 Cokes a day.
I'm out then. Too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I didn't really fix it like you did. You fixed it pretty quick.
Oh, I did.
I kept going hard on that Kool-Aid for a little bit.
I think there's things worse than Kool-Aid going on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't do any of that. But, I mean, like, just staying up. I don't know. I don't sleep very well, and I just don't take care of myself. I eat a lot of tortillas, fatty stuff. I mean,
which one are you? You come in some days, and you're like Mr. In Shape, and some days
I still run, though. And now it's kind of turned into a walk. A walk, run kind of thing. But I'm trying to be healthy, but, dude, I am who I am. If I see a candy bar on the counter, I'm eating it. I know. It's not cool.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my dad doesn't eat great. And he's 75.
Genetics. We are our genetics.
Correct.
Eddie, sorry. Your grandparents passed early?
Early.
Yeah.
Good to know you, bud. How morbid, huh?
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm serious.
You're rewarding yourself?
I have to, dude. Listen, when we do this radio show, like, I'm the host of the show, but I'm also like the producer of the actual on-air stuff. I run the board. I push the buttons. I do all this stuff. And so I have to watch times because I get on my case.
Yeah.
And so Eddie heard me talking to Morgan, and I said, hey, Morgan, if I hit 10 of 12, buy a big bag of Tootsie Rolls and give me a Tootsie Roll at the end of the show.
At the end of the show, he gets a Tootsie Roll.
Really?
You're
going to be such a good parent.
I need a goal. I told you guys, I'm such a goal-oriented person.
Yeah.
Like, when I have a new goal, I put it as my phone screensaver, and I look at it all the time. And so, Morgan, so I need a big bag. And don't give me any Tootsie Rolls unless I hit 10 of the 12 clock times to we go to break.
Okay, perfect. Do I get the mini Tootsie Rolls, or do I get, like,
no.
The-
I want to be rewarded. Get the kind that's like
the longer,
like
ones?
3-inch ones.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah. And you have to hide them because if you put them inside,
yeah, I can't have any during.
Eat them. You're gonna have to put them under lock and
that's
key.
Why I don't allow food in here either.
I'll keep them in the glass room.
Okay.
Tootsie Roll is not where I would go with my reward.
No, I need a Tootsie Roll.
Okay. But that's what he likes.
Sure.
You know what else I love? Werther's original. Do you see my Snapchat?
Yes.
Oh my!
I'm like, what
that's
is your
money.
Obsession?
They're
lately?
So good.
Oh, they're great. By the way, Jack in Tennessee. Now, Jack's not his real name, but I think you'll find this very interesting. Jack, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Now, Jack, is this true? In Lafayette, Tennessee, some people won the lottery. And how much? They won $400 million or so? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, after the cash option, it's $254
million. $254 million. Now, Jack, not his real name, is going to do something very interesting right now. Jack, what are you going to do?
We're on the way to the lottery headquarters in Nashville. There's going to be 20 of us. We're going to have a media day here. We actually had meetings here yesterday, and they want us to come back today and do the media thing. And they basically told us if we did it, that the media would probably come to our house, and it would just be better to come out today.
So you won the lottery.
Yeah, we won $12.5 million apiece, I think it's going to be, and then they'll take some taxes out of it.
Oh my goodness.
I got goosebumps.
Wow.
Me too.
I got goosebumps.
And
right
I believe
now.
Him because I just.
Hey, I need to tell you real quick, though, and how I worked in a small town about 35 minutes away from my current job. How I started listening to you guys, my drive to work went from 5 or 10 minutes to 35 to 40 minutes. So. I don't know how I come upon your station, but I just been listening to it for the last 3 years. And so the new job that I'm at is where we have the office pool for the lottery, and that's worth.
And you're a millionaire.
Wow.
He's living my dream.
Wow. What's the first thing you want to do with the money?
Quit.
We're going to help my kids.
Yeah. And your kids do what? Go to school?
No, I'm in my late 40s, so the kids are basically adults now, but I'm still going to help them out.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I hadn't been on in a few days. I want to ask you, Amy's kids, are they here now?
They are not. They won't be back here. They're here for the first time until probably like March of next year. Unless someone stole a little money at the Haitian government's got a little extra. Hey, Jack, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting here with my wife, and we're definitely going to help out, different charities. We want to try to decide what we're going to do, but everything's just been so surreal. We just don't know what's really going to happen.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
$1 million. So you guys, 20 of you got together and bought how many tickets, Jack?
We would put in $6 each.
Oh my!
And who was the one that had the winning ticket and called everyone? How'd that go down?
Well, the first guy caught a call Sunday morning at 5:45, and I reached over and saw the phone, and I thought maybe they had butt dialed me, and I just hit the button and turned it off and rolled back over. Well, he called back in a few minutes, so I answered the phone. I thought maybe something was wrong, and it took some convincing, and then I turned the news on, and it was actually on the news, and they sent me a picture of a ticket, and I verified the numbers from the picture.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Like, if it were me, Jack, I'd be more excited. Like, I've been talking like this the whole time. Like, you're the calmest new millionaire I've ever heard.
Well, we've had several days. I had an hour and a half sleep yesterday. So we've had several days, and it's actually still not sunk in. But we're just blessed that we'll be able to help our children, family.
My goodness.
Let me ask you a serious question. Since we're kind of talking seriously here. Would you mind putting me in your will?
You have to fight my four children over that.
Deal.
No weapons.
Is that your wife with you in the car truck?
Yes. Yeah, she's sitting beside me.
What's her name?
Her name is...
Give me a fake name. Jill.
Tina.
Her name is Jill. Jack okay, and Jill. Jill. Hey, Jill, how do you feel?
I'm excited. I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
Well, just,
I'm happy. I want to help my mother.
Man, don't go helping too much.
I love
money.
These people.
No,
my money, my goodness. Dick, and I'll be able to help her. It's something I've wanted to do.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Jack and Jill, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Thank you for being a listener of the show. We really appreciate it. And, you know, don't end up on one of those shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't end up
on
one of those.
Yeah, we're not going to go. I'm not going broke. I'm just glad I'm the age I am now.
Me too.
Mature.
No Lambo.
Jack and Jill here. Hey, one Lambo. No. One Lambo. If you want the Lamborghini, one. Right. Just not seven.
Not matching Jack and Jill Lambos.
Jack and Jill, hey, you guys have a safe trip to Nashville, and congratulations.
All right. Hey, it should hit the media about 10 o'clock.
All right. And if we'll look for Jack and Jill.
Yes.
Hey, what color shirt are you wearing, Jack, just so we know which one you are? Give me a shirt color.
I've got a dark sweater on with a blue and white button up underneath it.
All right, we'll be looking for you, Jack. Appreciate that call, buddy. Dang, millionaire! Bobby Bones. I tell you, I went in and got laser hair removal.
Well, I saw on Snapchat or something you did.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me no.
I didn't tell you no.
Nope.
That's right.
No, you didn't.
I went in because Idol Image has been a client, and Amy's been going to them for like 12 years.
Yeah, forever.
And so I posted a picture on Instagram, and I've been wanting to go in for my shoulders. Listen, you get older.
Yeah,
hair starts popping up places you don't want it. Mm-hmm. And I posted, I was thinking about going anyway, because I know you go and you love it. And I was like, I want to go, but I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Right.
And I wanted to go for my shoulders, and I posted a picture on Instagram, and like, it looked like a bush was growing off my shoulder. And every person on Instagram was like, what's that disgusting hairball growing off your shoulder? So that was it. I called
the
next day.
Internet finally got you.
Yeah. The trolls won that one.
It happened.
So I went in.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm be hair free and carefree completely. Like, all my cares are already starting to go away. So you got to go for a few sessions, you know?
Right.
But it was good. It was actually, they had two nurses at the same time.
Oh, so you were quick.
Oh, man. They shaved me and then they did the laser hair removal, and that was, it was cool.
Boom, boom.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's special treatment you got, too. Look at you.
It was the day before Thanksgiving. I think they were ready
so
to get out.
Oh, so they're probably working hard.
But the trolls got me, man.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, look at that disgusting slob on his shoulder. And I was
happens.
And I even replied. I was like, guys, I'm human. And then I was like, nah, never mind, I'm not. I'm going to go get rid of that unwanted hair. That's not a commercial, by the way. I promise it's not a commercial, but I went. Ray is our producer that's in the glass room. Ray does all the audio that you hear. And so I was looking at your Twitter yesterday. Your girlfriend had a birthday. How old is she now?
Yeah, she's 30.
Did you really buy her Botox for her birthday, or was that a joke?
No, I was dead serious.
Did she want Botox, or did you just give that to her?
I definitely been thinking about it.
Wait, hold on. Not you. Had she been thinking about
it? Yeah, we talked about it.
And she was like, hey, I'd like to get that.
Totally down. I said, hey, listen, 30 years old, let's get you back into like the...
When you said you talked about it, I just need to know how this was presented.
She'd never gotten it before, and she was excited to do it.
Okay.
Ray.
Did you bring it up to her the first time, or did she bring it up to
you? She brought it up to me.
Okay, and what did she say?
She's like, hey, this is something I would really want to do. And I was like, well, hey, listen, 30's the new 20. And so, boom, we went in. I mean, I couldn't even recognize her this morning.
Stop.
I'm dead serious. She looks like 24.
Ray,
like, she looks fresh out of college.
Ray.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay. That placebo effect is kicking in.
You like it?
Whatever. There's no wrinkles whatsoever. I mean, it just sheds like the age.
Yeah. There you go. Well, and by the way, for those that are listening that didn't get to hear last hour, Ray made a bet over a year and 3 months ago on the election. He bet $1,000 on Donald Trump when he was 50-1, meaning you get $50 for every $1 you put in. Ray took half a savings account, which is $1,000, and bet it on Donald Trump. And Trump obviously won the election. So Ray's supposed to have the money by now. Like, it's supposed to be in his account. Everybody keeps asking me, does Ray have his $50,000? And we asked him, and the answer is
no.
That's right. So you do not have the money.
Don't have it.
Do you feel like today's the day?
Oh, it could be any day now, and that's what they told me. They said, hey, just keep checking your account. Obviously, contact your own bank because there could be issues with them. And they said, it's not on our end. And then I call my bank, and they go, well, it's not on our end.
I don't think it's on your bank's end. Yeah. They can't handle more than $50,000. It's these offshore gambling sites that you use.
Right. No, to them, it looks like, I don't know, weird activity. And I'm like, no, it's just a business. I was like, yeah, it's stuff. Like, it's good. Just process it.
your bank's not the one holding the bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Before, they've asked questions before. I'm just telling you, I've done it before.
Unless you... Okay. Not that big.
I don't know.
No, not that big, but when I tried to get the 5,000, it was like pulling teeth. I was like, what? People don't do business offshore?
Like, that's the shadiest question.
Call it offshore.
Hey, hey, yeah, hey, bank, you guys are new business offshore? What do I do work with you guys then? Huh?
Offshore.
That's what I said. I was like, you guys aren't international? What are you, local?
Okay, we'll check in tomorrow, right, buddy. Lunchbox said he needs someone to take his wife to watch that. It's not Harry Potter, though.
Well, it is a Harry Potter deal.
It is. It's like a prequel. Like, Harry's not in it. Mike D, our phone screener, you like this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what is this?
It's like a prequel. It takes, like, years before Harry Potter.
Is Harry Potter in the future?
No.
Oh. When is it then? I thought Harry Potter was, like, the...
Is it modern day?
I mean... in a whole different world.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
All right. Okay.
All right, so you want someone to take your wife to it?
Yeah, I need a volunteer to go with my wife to see the new Harry Potter whatever.
What's it called, Mike? Beast of Burden?
Fantastic Beast.
Oh.
Fantastic song, Beast. Whatever. It has to deal with the Harry Potter situation. I don't know anything about Harry Potter, don't know, and she really likes that stuff. And she wants to go see it, so I need someone that is into that to volunteer to go with her to watch.
Does she not go with you and watch your soccer games?
Yeah.
That she has no interest in?
No, she kind of quit going to my soccer games, remember?
She doesn't go anymore?
Yeah, she went to a lot, and then she just quit, so...
But she doesn't go anymore to your games?
No.
She doesn't watch football with you?
Every once in a while, but I'll usually go upstairs.
So she does nothing for you to feel like you should do this for her?
Well, no. I understand going to a movie, like, if she picks it, we, you know... But I don't even know anything about Harry Potter or what this... Like, I don't know anything about it. I just know Harry Potter.
Does he need to watch Harry Potter to see this, Mike?
No, not at all.
No. She said it's about the Harry Potter books in school or something. I don't know what...
Again, Mike saw it and said you don't need to know about Harry Potter. So you should go... Go with her and review it and let us know how good it is.
I'm looking for someone to go with my wife.
No.
You.
You do it.
You. Go.
Is that what happens in relationships?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, it is.
Let me ask what... No, it's what I'm talking about. Let me ask why you guys this question. Like, is it all great until you get married? Like, everybody's showing up for everything and doing all this fun stuff. And then you get married and it's kind of like... Boop. We're married, so...
Not entirely.
Okay.
I think it's, in a way, yes. Like, you kind of get the feeling like, well, they're here forever, so I can be a little more...
Ooh, I don't like that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, if I feel like wearing this dirty shirt, I mean, she has to be with me, so I'll just wear the dirty shirt. That kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Like, she's not going to divorce me.
She's not going to leave me because I wore my dirty shirt.
But if you're not married, she'd probably leave you.
Correct.
Oh, no.
You haven't put that ring on it.
Oh, no.
So there's a little bit of that.
That's
but
a little scary to me.
But to Lunchbox's extreme, no way.
Whoa. My extreme, you do the same kind of things I do.
No, if she wanted to go to a movie, I'd go with her.
No, not one that you
I wouldn't ask random people. I need someone to take my wife to go watch a movie.
Anybody, any movie swingers out there?
Lunchbox is into movie swinging.
Hey, I'm into the cinema swinging.
Your wife wants to come watch my soccer game.
I'll take your wife to watch my rec soccer, and you go with my wife to watch Harry Potter's Goblet.
That'd be a deal. That's fine.
I don't think anyone wants to go. I think you should go.
But that is how marriage works, though. Once you get married, you're kind of like, you know.
It's not true. I think any relationship you get comfortable with we get comfortable with each other. There's ways that we may talk to Bobby that we would never talk to somebody else because we've been friends with him for 10 plus years. Right. But I think that it's also comforting to know that you have that person there by your side.
Ooh, which is better though? Is it worth it to be comforting, that be comfortable?
Yes, to know that like I've always got this partner in life.
That's scary.
It's pretty that's comforting.
I mean, commitment issues are ripping out of my soul right now. You hear them. You hear them live on the radio.
Help, please.
Have a feeling my dog getting elderly is going to become a big part of my life in the next few years. Hopefully it lasts a few years. My dog's 13, and his breed, they live until about 10 or so. So he's already outlived what he's supposed to. He's a champ. But you can tell, I have stairs in my house, and so he does not like going up and down the stairs. It's not good for his legs.
Yeah.
I need someone to build him ramps. And ramps that have, like, some kind of carpet on them so he can just walk down the ramp.
Oh, okay.
But it also has to look cool inside the house. Do they have one of those shows? Like, can those twin brothers come over and do that?
Yeah, Property Brothers.
Property Brothers.
They should.
Can they come over and build some ramps in my house for my dog?
Because
I've got to find somebody. And I was thinking who could do it. Like, for sure, like, Eric Paslake could come over and build ramps.
Yeah.
But I got to get him off the road to come do that. Like, that guy can take a hammer, a nail, and a tree. You don't even need the wood and the tree.
He'll be like, I'll be
and
like,
make an escalator.
Yeah.
How'd
fully
you build
powerful.
That over there, tree backyard?
But I got to do something because he just hates the stairs. My house is like levels. And so there's that. And he licks leather all the time. I have no idea what that means.
Hmm.
Like, he loves licking the couch. We were doing the Bobby Cast last night, the show from my house.
Right.
And he's just licking the chair the whole time.
Mm. What, did you spill something on
No, that? Loves to lick leather.
Okay.
I tried it. Not really.
No?
It's not that great?
It's not salty or anything?
I licked it just to see.
Yeah, good.
Mm. And there
what
was
it taste like?
Leather, oddly.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if anybody else's dog licks leather, hit me up. Maybe it's just a thing, because I don't want to eat grass, their stomach hurts.
Right.
But when they lick leather, does that mean they're happy with their life? Like, is that something...
Probably. Mm. He's like, oh, this leather.
He's
like,
what I Googled it.
Yeah.
It says the most likely causes of licking a couch, leather, is the understimulated dog, under-socialized, or experiencing stress and anxiety.
Those are none of my dogs.
Oh, no.
He's over everything. He gets taken, walked, and ran, and stares.
Oh, no. You want me to read the next one?
No. What is it?
Canine cognitive dysfunction, which is basically dementia in dogs.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to read that.
No. You didn't even give me a chance to say no before you started
reading.
No,
you said go ahead and read it. I said, do you want me to read it? And you said, yeah, go read it. I was like, I don't know.
Dang, dude. Oh.
Did I say that? Or do I have cognitive dysfunction?
No, you said, dang.
You have a little bit of dysfunction.
Yeah. Hey, like owner, like
dog. Dog yeah. Owner, like dog, because I don't remember saying that. I don't remember stuff all the time. My memory's gone.
Well, when you start licking leather, we'll know.
Oh
man.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our phone screener, Mike D, went to the grocery store yesterday. And normally, it'd just be another day at the grocery store. Right, Mike? I mean, just another day. Another day, spend another dollar. Except yesterday was special. Would you like to tell the show what happened?
Yeah, I talked to the cashier and she like complimented my shirt.
Woo!
Okay.
And so?
Yeah, so we like the same band and I was like, hey, she's really cute.
Okay, what kind of shirt was it?
Joyce Manor.
Never heard of them.
Oh, they're good.
So what do they, what's Joyce Manor? Punk?
Yeah, punk band.
Okay, so she likes punk?
Yeah.
And so did you say, hey, maybe we'll go check them out sometime, or hey, we'll get a coffee and talk about it.
I didn't get to that. It was so busy that it just kind of went by so quick. I didn't get the chance to ask her out or anything. But we just talked about the band a little bit.
So what's the plan? Like, do you have like this crush, this need, this desire to go see her again?
I mean, yeah, I kind of want to go back and see if she's working. And say what's up.
I don't think that's creepy if you do it once.
Well, but what if she's not? What if she's not working? He has to keep going back to.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can only do it once and talk to her. You can't go through again and just be like, oh hey, and then go back another time.
What does he do?
Yeah.
The move is, when you don't know the move is complete honesty.
What? Oh my god.
If you don't know the move, great. I gotta put my robe back on.
Judge Common.
Yeah.
All right, Judge Common Sense back in session here. If you ever don't know the move, and sometimes there is the right move. The move is complete honesty, but the problem with complete honesty is that's bold, and you have to be okay with failure. It's like anything great in life. If you don't put yourself out there, if you're not afraid of looking foolish, it's not worth it. So you go to the line, you go, hey, listen, I was here yesterday. We talked about the shirt I was wearing. Hey, I don't know if you want to go get a cup of coffee or whatever, or go start, whatever. And you just ask her out straight up. And if you don't have it exactly prepared, you're going to flip around and it's not going to work out. Because there is no move. It's not an easy decision, but that's the move.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think the jury wants to speak.
No, that's what, Amy?
No,
yes.
I mean, I get it. I'm asking if he has, do you have another t-shirt that's the same band but different shirt?
No, don't do that.
He wears the same shirt.
No, you can't go back and like, hey, remember last time? We talked about this last time. Remember
that's
me?
That's what she recognizes.
He's playing the music on his phone.
All the merch.
Can he use a pickup line?
Here's the thing with being bold. When you're bold, you're going to fail probably 75% of the time.
Oh,
but it's that small amount that is acceptable. When you win, that makes it worth it.
Make the band your ringtone, and we'll call you.
Go ahead, Eddie.
This gives me anxiety.
No, Eddie, you haven't been single in forever.
In 30 years.
It's all anxiety. Every guy's expected to cold call every girl.
Wait a second.
Dude, that's crazy.
You have to just go. There isn't. That's it. Like, how much for your broccoli? Well, how much for a date? You can't do that. It comes off as cheesy.
Okay.
Is it cheesy if he gets a receipt and says, oh, wait, you didn't have your number on the receipt?
No. Mike, just have to go up and talk to her like a normal adult human.
Okay.
And when you fail, that's okay. Just know that.
Okay, I guess we're adults.
It's okay if you fail. Just like in life, it's okay if you fail. Better to fail than not try at all, because then you'll just beat yourself up.
Cool. I'll give it a shot, man.
Let us know how it goes.
All right.
Thank you. It's not an easy world.
Guys, it sounds terrible.
It is terrible.
Ugh.
It's the world we live in.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna go, but appreciate you being here. If you go to iHeartRadio, you can search Bobby Cast and hear the show from my house. I did one last night. A couple nights ago, did one with Eddie. And after you hear this show, you can go listen to that. It's a little podcast I do from my house. So just search Bobby Cast. Appreciate all you guys being here. BobbyBones.com if you want to see where I'm going to be in my funny and alone stand-up comedy tour. We announced a bunch of cities, so you can see that at BobbyBones.com. And don't forget, Thursday we do our St. Jude Radiothon. Kelsey Ballerini comes by to play. Chris Jansen, Low Cash, Lauren Elena, Lindsay L, Dustin Lynch. It is going to be a great day of fantastic live music for a fantastic cause, which is St. Jude. Thank you for being here. Catch you guys on Wednesday.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.